And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, the reviews are in and I'm back for your Tuesday with Carrie and Tommy. What a positive response.
Jessie. Great job yesterday, yes. Leroy. Thank you for being back with us. Yes. And a shout out, obviously, to Romani first off. Yes. Jessie would normally give a ding then, but we haven't got you across that. But ding.
Yep, well done.
And a shout out to Jessie. Get well,
I got
fella.
I got a message from him. He said it's the front end's fine, but it's moved to the back end. So, you know, happy recovery. But we do, because we do have a huge show today. No, it is too early for that. So get that baby out of here right now. So we've got a huge show.
What just happened? Is that what you've been working on for the last hour? You said, I've got something to bring here. Was it the voiceover of a baby crying that you were booting it out of our show?
No. I've got bare feet. You booted. I had nothing. It wasn't a boot. It was a bit of radio play, Carrie.
Nailed it.
$100,000 is on the line coming up later in the show.
We've got to talk actually about what's the follow-on from Babygate.
Oh, it's been so fun.
It's been a big 24 hours for that bub.
It's been huge 24 hours for that bub and all the people trying to interview that mother bub. And they've decided their stance and then faced the impossible scenario in front of them but still stuck by their stance. Anyway, stay with us. Like I said, $100,000 to give away coming up.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
You have just joined us.
Yes.
You missed, you were here. I'm talking to the people listening.
Yes.
A little sketch that you did at the top of the show where you kicked a baby out of our show. Only I've just discovered that at the point of kicking the baby out, booting the baby out, you turned into the baby. Listen.
Well, I thought it was unethical to pretend to use an actual baby crying out.
That's
and
good
so
of you.
Yep. I went into the booth and lay down a hot track and see if you can pick the moment where an actual baby crying turns into me being booted out of my own studio.
Something happens when I hear a baby cry. It's like the letdown, but I don't have any milk left.
What's
this weird thing that happens inside my soul. Anyway, can we just hear that little bit isolated?
I was in the booth for 20 minutes trying to get that down, and it involved me going, starting at one side of the microphone and going.
She just went through the moon door.
Yes, that's better. Better. We have $100,000 on the line coming up very shortly for our time game. Except I've had something, and it's just a small invention, and I'd love to know.
God.
What? No, it's not my idea.
Oh, great.
But there is something in this world that has saved me, certainly tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say a massive, I know it's not the segment for it, so I'm going to say a thank you.
Oh, not a thank you with an F.
Yes. To whoever made the diesel pump at the petrol station wider and fatter than the unleaded.
Because my friend, totaled her whole car because she put the wrong petrol in.
Yes.
Actually, no, it wasn't hers. It was a hire car.
Yeah, so she must have
filled a hire car with the wrong petrol, and that was the end of that car.
Yeah, so she must have put unleaded in a diesel car because you can't go the other way around because the nozzle's too big to fit in. And because my old car was diesel and this one is unleaded, not a word of a lie, one in two times, I still go to put diesel in. And it just goes conk, conk, conk.
And you're like, thank goodness. Oh, yes.
Yes, yes.
Thank you to that person.
Yes, thank you to that person.
Wouldn't it be nice if someone, do you ever just wish someone would fill up your car for you? You know how, like, there's lots of things we do in life. I think it's the one thing that I just don't ever want to do again.
Just get a boyfriend. No. Isn't that what they do?
Do they just go fill your car up?
Yeah.
Do of they? Course. Everyone's nodding.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realise it was that easy. Do you know what I mean? Like, we do so many jobs in life, like little things. I could go grocery shopping every day. I love grocery shopping. There's so many things. I clean, I could do, filling up the petrol. When I see it low, something rages inside me. I can't describe, I don't know why, the effort of it just really gets me.
You don't need to, you just need a partner.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I'll work on that. And you would like to say thank you to the man that created
the diesel thing,
the
being
wide
bigger because it saved me ruining my car, I reckon, honestly, 100 times over. And I wouldn't learn.
There'd be lots of little things
time.
Like that that would be saving people so much
I
money.
I know, on 131060, is there something out there that has saved you so much money thanks to a bit of an innovation by some clever soul somewhere that has saved you heaps of money? Because also, I reckon the dude who had the idea about the diesel nozzle probably didn't get a cent.
You don't reckon?
Like, it's probably not patented. It's probably just, they just went, hey, it's probably smarter if we have one. And they went, thanks, Gary. You'll never be seen again or spoke of again. 131060. Is there something out there in the world, a bit of innovation that has saved you heaps of cash? Give us a call.
Gary and Tommy.
You could win $100,000 in the next half an hour with Time Game here at Gary and Tommy.
Very exciting. But right now, excuse I, Gary.
Is it the Jats cracker and French onion dip you're eating? What a funny afternoon snack.
I know.
If people said, what do you think Tommy has in the afternoon as a snack? Jats crackers and French onion dip.
I quite honestly say this. I think that's the first time I've ever had French onion dip.
Yeah, it's the least of the
I would.
Like,
I would never, it's from the snack cupboard here at work. I would never buy it, and I don't think I've ever tasted it before.
Yeah, it's an interesting, it's just, I just don't, Why would you want onion in a dip?
Oh, because clearly I'm going out on the lash tonight and having to meet some ladies.
I don't know. Do you reckon the dip, it's probably not even got onion in it?
Well, most of those dips are just cream cheese.
Yeah, it's the same as the avocado one.
Yes.
Guacamole. Yes. And doesn't have avocado in it.
And spicy capsicum.
Does that not have any capsicum in it?
Anyway, we digress. I want to say thank you to whoever made the diesel nozzle bigger than the unleaded one. So when, because my old car was diesel, my new car is unleaded, and I go to fill it up one in two times to put diesel in it. And thank you to that person because you've saved me seizing up my engine 100 times.
What about fire smoke alarms?
They're very good, just, and I'm generally for them.
A little thing, life-saving, and saves a fortune.
I agree. This is what we want to talk about on 13, 10, 60. April, g'day.
Hey, how you going?
Good. What happened?
So mine was a bit opposite to you. I actually put diesel in a petrol car.
How?
So I was a bit confused as to why it wasn't going in.
Yeah.
I was like, why is this not fitting? I borrowed someone's car. It wasn't mine. And their old car was a diesel. So I got a bit confused when, it wasn't fitting. So I just held it over the hole.
Oh, my God.
And it managed to go in. So I was like, okay, I've got this. I'll only put a little bit just to get me home.
Oh, April.
But, it was enough to have to get it all.
So what then happened?
It's still going, the car, but it just fully, they had to fully drain the tank.
Yes. But hold on, when you went to drive it off, did something happen to it or did you just realise?
It was fine, but I did realise, like, oh, my gosh. Like, as I was putting it in, I saw the unleaded.
Sign.
Because you know on the actual cap, it says unleaded?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fail-safes they put in and still.
It was just one of those moments, you know.
April, don't worry. I have that moment. If it wasn't for, I mean, I didn't.
Just put it over the nozzle.
Just pour it in from a height, hoping something goes in. But April, I fully get it. Who you got, Bickers?
Jerry can. That's another one. Actually, not really.
That saved people.
Sorry. I was just thinking.
I guess.
It saves you because if you were stuck miles away and trying to get the car to the petrol station, now you just got to go get the petrol.
Then would you say another one is the petrol warning light?
Oh,
you know exactly how many Ks you have to empty.
Yes.
Which lies, mind you. I went to the gym the other morning.
The gauntlet.
No, I try. Oh. I went to the gym the other morning. It is 2Ks from my house. My car said I have 18 litres left to run. I mean, it is a 5-litre V8, but by the time I got to the gym, it said I had 4 kilometres left.
Oh, my God. So what did you do? Did you make it home?
I just went to the gym and then went to the petrol station. Sorry, the story didn't have a gripping end. That's why I got
Joe, how are you?
Oh, I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's the thing that saved your stacks of cash, the little thing?
Well, I got a Stage 2 shift kit fitted to my Commodore, which saw me go from 11 litres per 100 to 7 litres per 100.
Don't understand any of those words, but
what's
amazing.
What's a shift kit do, Joe?
So in your auto, it purposely slips the gears so that it's comfortable going from like first to second and such like that.
So the RPM, it revs less and it changes the gears earlier?
Yeah. So it puts double the pressure through.
Yeah.
So all your engine power is actually making it to your wheels instead of slipping for comfort.
So that's in a manual car, is it?
No, this is in an automatic.
It's in an auto. So anyway, I'll explain to Carrie. But Joe, we would also mean.
That's so patronizing. But thank you, because I don't understand.
Yeah, I will tell you that. But Joe, does it mean if ever you're finding yourself in a drag race, you can't take off as quickly?
No, I can take off quicker. Yeah.
Thank you, Joe. Carrie.
Mick, can we talk about something I understand? Mick, what have you got that saved your stacks of cash?
Homebrew rum.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Mick, my parents gave me for my 15th birthday a homebrew kit because they knew I couldn't afford to buy the amount of beer I was wishing to consume at the time. Obviously, don't underage drink, but anyway.
I can't believe your parents gave you a homebrew kit.
Is that a bad look?
No, I'm not throwing shade.
My parents just a little did bit, not. Maybe. Mick, how much do you get, how much can you make rum for?
When I was, I'm not making it now. But I used to make it.
Okay.
But you could probably make it for around $7 or $8 a bottle.
Oh, can you do a spiced rum, Mick?
I can do all sorts of rums.
Did you do ever the thing that I hear often with stills is they're quite explodable because I used to watch a show in an American show where hillbillies make moonshine. It was called Moonshiners, and it was every week one would blow themselves up. Mick, did yours ever blow up?
This is nothing like that. First time I ever tried making beer was back in 1991.
Yes.
And we decided, me and my mate, we were going to use molasses as sugar, brown sugar. We used honey. And, we obviously put too much in it because we lost about 15 bottles and only had, like, 2 left at the end of the week.
Mick, I blew the door off my cupboard in my bedroom.
More tales from your crazy
Are you sure
childhood.
It wasn't from the alcohol or was it you just too drunk and went straight through it?
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving home for your Tuesday, Arvo. Turn your mic on. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Too busy singing along to Dua Lipa.
Absolutely love that. And I love this. Australian natural gas is helping to keep the country running. Find out more at keepthecountryrunning.com.au.
He stumbled,
He's
but he recovered.
Good.
He recovered.
I'm back.
Speaking of keeping the country running, our teachers keep the country running. They're amazing people. Have I got a story for you about what a teacher Googled up on a big screen in front of her class that you were just going to go, oh, my God, and imagine being the parent of those kids when they came home. I'm going to tell you about that a little later. But up next, cha-ching.
Cha-ching, $100,000. Let's hope we give it away. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Benson Boone, or as we like to call him, Benjamin Button, here at Carrie and Tommy.
I told you how I was acting that out in the kitchen the other day, trying to show the kids just how terrible, how desperate he was.
Desperate.
I was on my knees.
Yes.
They were looking at me like, yeah, cool, yeah. Mum. Anyway, can we eat some food?
Hey, should we give away $100,000?
Let's do it.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
On exactly 5 seconds. And doing just that. Exactly that. Could change your life forever. Because today, the time game has jackpotted to...
I gave it away. It's $100,000.
Carrie and Tommy's $100,000 time game.
We've had a lot of what would you do with 100K from paying off the mortgage, going on a holiday. Fun. Nicole, tell us something exciting. What do you want to do with the 100K?
Guys, I am going to be buying the most amazing coffee shop ever, or building the most amazing coffee shop ever. You guys are all going to come down and eat with me every single day right here on the Gold Coast.
Okay, I'd love it.
Can't promise daily, but we'll come visit, Nicole. Yeah. If you
I'll close enough. Hey, I'll take it.
Nicole, have you already thought of a name for it? Is it going to be called, like, you know, Shots on Us or something like that?
I did. I'm actually going to call it Seascape.
Or you could call it The Time Game.
That'll be perfect too.
What about Time for a Cuppa?
Coffee time game.
The couple one sounds good, guys. Yeah. Couple one sounds good.
Why Seascape, Nicole?
It's by the beach, probably.
No, no, I get it, but
purely because I want to have a sea escape for anyone. You walk in, you have to sit down, have a relax, and have a sea escape. Get it? Beachfront, guys. Beachfront.
Get it?
Okay.
Love the attitude, dude.
Get it? I get it.
Will you make the coffee, Nicole? Are you a coffee connoisseur?
I'm not really, but I think I'm going to have to learn.
Yeah, okay.
You'd hope so,
I can drink
otherwise.
A lot of coffees, but I'll learn. Don't worry.
Great. Nicole, well, good luck. We hope you win. You know the rules. Our furry friend over here says start. You just say stop. If it's exactly on 5 seconds, you get the cash. If not, you get booted out the moon door. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Start.
Stop.
Don't think we'll be having to go to the coffee to Seascape anytime soon.
She wasn't happy either.
Was that your dog?
That was my baby, Sapphire.
Oh, because we've got a dog here. Okay. What's your name again?
Nicole.
Little puppy.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Nicole. I'm Little Puppy.
Okay. How did Nicole go, Little Puppy?
6.10.
Oh, you didn't have to kick the dog as well.
Ashley.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Is it, or are you lying?
No, it's literally my birthday today.
What amazing. 100K to win on your birthday would be pretty fun.
Would be pretty amazing, yeah.
I'm trying to think. You know the other happy birthday that I think is better than that happy birthday?
Which one?
Does anyone know?
No.
There's another, you know.
Beatles song? They say it's your birthday.
No. Oh, God. Hey? Oh, no, that's excellent.
Yeah. Well, Shorty, it's your birthday. That's what they say at the end.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes, Stevie Wonder. This one should be our normal one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Also, like, inner singer comes out when you do that. Everyone can do a bit of harmonising.
Can they? Ashley, we hope it's the ultimate birthday present. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, felt good.
I don't know.
I was just trying to be positive on her birthday.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the point when the end result's the same? And it maybe it's still bang on, but our puppy.
Also, you know what happens to her on her birthday then?
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Is it?
Nah, but I was just trying to be positive on her birthday.
Stay positive, guys.
I'm up and about, Ashley. Ashley, for $100,000, let's find out for our furry little canine tooth mammal over here.
6.20.
Quick. Are you a mammal?
Canine.
Yeah,
no,
but
I don't think he knows what he is.
Separate families.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
I think mammals
Jesse
have pouches,
ferret,
don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never thought I'd say this, but when's a ferret coming back?
I don't know. You've never been a dog person.
Let me just give you a little scratch under the chin.
Can I be an animal? What animal am I?
That's not his chin. This is not a game where we just pretend that humans are animals.
That's ridiculous.
It's nice that you're doing that to Leroy now instead of me.
But
normally it's me.
It's ridiculous. Why would you do that?
No, Natalia, is it?
Yeah, it's Natalia.
Natalia, what do you want the 100K for?
Oh, possibly a wedding. I've been engaged for 4 years.
Wow.
We've got 2 kids, and so we always put it towards the kids and holidays and things like that, and have never ended up getting, we haven't gotten married yet.
I think Carrie has mistook your voice, Natalia, because there's two choices. Now, I think you're Kiwi, but Carrie thinks you're
you're South Australian.
Yeah, no, I actually went to school in South Australia, but I'm from Brazil. But I came here when I was like 9 years old.
Oh, well, everybody was wrong there.
I picked up on the little Adelaide.
Branch,
darling.
The first resettlement.
I say that because I'm from there. So.
Are you? Yes. Oh, I love Adelaide. Yes. Yeah.
She's also
I'd probably get
Perth.
Married in Adelaide, in the Barossa.
Oh, beautiful. You could go back to Brazil, though. That'd be pretty fun, too.
Yeah. Carrie's trying to deport you. So before that continues to happen, Natalia, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Our little puppy dog doesn't know what to do.
No, he doesn't know what to do. He's a dog.
His tag's wagging, which is a good sign.
His tag. Carry on, dog. They call it a tail.
Oh, my God.
His tag's wagging.
Take him back to where you bought him. Look on the tag. For $100,000, is Natalia...
Getting married?
Getting married, because she better hope so soon. If Carrie gets her way, she's out of the country.
Five.
Ooh. Oh, five's a good start.
Point.
Mm.
5-0.
Ooh.
Oh gosh.
At least you got your way, Carrie. One less.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where it's at for your Tuesday. Carrie and Tommy.
Because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
I know. It's taken a real... We're talking about Babygate.
Yeah, we're talking about Babygate.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a chat about the whole where should you take babies to after the Aardvark comedy show.
Yeah.
Yep. We didn't have on the mother and bub on our show though.
No.
But lots of people did.
It's so funny.
I don't know. Like it is
it's so hard not to laugh,
but I just also
why
I'm
aren't
like,
you allowed
oh,
to laugh?
Because it's like this is just not helpful when trying to make your argument.
But you know they all went. Oh, make sure the bub's in the shot, right? Because they've all predetermined their argument, which is you should be able to take the bub anywhere.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, if you didn't see it, and it might be hard to hear, but the bub is with
so
mum.
So just for, on all these shows that you're about to talk about, well, mum went and did interviews with baby.
I'm just going to play you. This is just a current affair.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I did see this. I just want to point out, again, in case you can't hear it, this is the mother and... the baby.
And then he was sort of like, oh, no, it's really disruptive. You're interrupting my rhythm. And I was like, okay. And everyone's still laughing. This is louder than she was, I reckon, on the night. And I'm just going to pop her on for a feed. I'm sorry.
Yep, go for your life.
So even she's gone there. Actually, I've got to shut her up.
Oh, God.
It's so funny. But even better.
Yeah.
Because at least in that one, it was the mum going, oh gosh, I'm sorry.
I'll give
baby's
her a
baby's really nice. I'll shut her up. I'll whack a bourbon and that'll sort that out.
Mm-hmm.
At least it wasn't the host going, hi, I know I've just said that mums can go everywhere with their bub, but just for a second, this was on the project. And
so I just thought it'd be really nice to do something that I hadn't done in a while and just sort of get back to sort of a pre-baby me, which is...
And
super cranky right now.
Okay, maybe she can go to dad just for a quick second.
Oh. And then they handed her off the screen. That poor kid.
Oh, no.
That poor kid's like, Mummy, joke, this is the second time I've been kicked out of something this week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that's where it's at for your Tuesday. The ferret's out, Leroy, in this week.
Yes, get better soon, Jesse.
Jesse is the ferret.
I get it's a bit not confusing.
Jessie. Anyway, there's, yeah.
The ferret is Jesse.
The ferret is not Jesse.
For poor Leroy, don't confuse him. The ferret is Jesse.
Okay, sorry. Leroy. So Jesse is an actual person who at the moment has some issues with his rectum. He's getting sorted at the doctor.
Yes.
But the ferret is who comes in and panels because we employ some animals sometimes just for the time game.
Right.
Just for the time game. Right. That's that. And the ferret's rectum is completely A1. That Carrie told me that. I didn't check.
Well, the ferret and Jesse are out this week.
Yes.
Obviously, lots of kids in the car after school. Sorry.
Not to be confused.
We should have said before.
There's lots of kids in the car after school, which is why I want to do the story up next. Because imagine your kid coming home from school and telling you what their teacher did. Oh, my God. What this teacher did to her class has made me laugh so much, and we're going to talk about it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, on your radio, and around the world on the listener app, this is Carrie and Tommy.
131060, if you're a teacher and you've had one of those moments at school where you're like, oh my God, I want to crawl under the desk and never come out. Those embarrassing moments. Or if you're a parent and your kids come home with a tale of what happened at school, we want to hear from you on 131060. Because what's happened to this poor teacher is like, it's the thing she's going to be remembered for forever.
Yes.
Whenever any kid grows up and remembers Mrs., and I'm not going to use a name, they're going to go, oh my God, do you remember when?
Why are we not using her name?
Because I'm not sure what her name is. Let's protect her identity. It's over in the UK, I think.
You're just very light on the ground on details.
She was singing a song with the class, and in this song was the phrase "grandfather clock."
Yes,
I've got to be very careful with my words. Grandfather clock, and the kids were like, "What's a grandfather clock?" And she was like,
great impression.
Why don't I Google image
how come
for
the,
everybody?
Hang on, sorry, wait. You said it's in the UK.
Oh.
How come the teacher sounds exactly like
you? Yeah, sorry. Why don't I Google image for you a photo of a grandfather clock? And so she put it in the Google. She put grandfather clock in the Google.
She put it in the Google, but that's you talking now.
Yes.
Sorry, you carry on, as you wish.
Anyway, she forgot a letter in the word clock.
So grandfather was spelled correctly.
Grandfather was spelled correctly, and clock was missing the L. And Google image appeared with a whole lot of pictures of grandfathers and their clocks without L's.
Which would be so confusing as a kid and confronting, obviously. But also the song suddenly would make no sense.
Absolutely.
Why are we talking about this?
I mean, it did make me want to myself Google image grandfather clock without L, because I'm fascinated to know what pops up. Is it full pictures of grandfathers?
Just give us
or
two
is it
seconds,
just zoomed in pictures of, but can you imagine? And then I know what would happen. Whenever you want to shut down something quickly, it takes forever. So suddenly she'd want to get rid of the images and it would take her 10 minutes to find the cross at the top of the thing.
Do you want to know something?
Mm.
So I have Google image searched and I have taken the L out. And look what comes up.
Oh, just a lot of grandfather clocks.
There is no nudity
they
on my phone
bit,
at all.
Phallic.
Appendage.
Are your parental settings on though, Tommy?
I'm seeing how many pages I've got to go down. God, this is a dangerous scroll.
Did you have a grandfather clock growing up?
No.
Like an actual one?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Why are you laughing? We had one in our house.
Did you?
Yeah. It was passed down from grandparents to my parents. And it sat and it tick-tocked in the corner of the room.
Did it?
Yeah.
No, I definitely. I mean, my family are dairy farmers. I don't know if they were big into the grandfather clock.
But they would have had clocks.
No, they didn't tell. They told
time. Just
told
by the sun.
No, it was just when it was milking time. And that's all you'd run your day on, Carrie.
Grandfather clocks are a bit like kettles. Like now with zip taps and stuff, there'd be some kids that had never seen a kettle. There's kids that wouldn't know, like, what the dial-up phone is.
Of course. Don't know
a phone being a mobile.
Oh, trying to explain a Discman and anti-skip technology that didn't actually work, even though it said 10 seconds of anti-skip, I still have no idea. And the sitting on a bus and trying to hold your Discman
steady. Yes,
so that
when it bounced up and down.
You with a suspension.
Window winders.
Yes.
Some kids wouldn't know what window winders are. They're not called that. What are they called? What do you wind a window up with? A handle?
A handle. Some adults don't know what they are.
13, 10, 60.
Yes.
Hey, let's do two things here.
Okay.
Let's speak to teachers who have had a shocking day at work.
Because we didn't get any calls from
teachers. Shocking day at work one day. When did you just stuff up big time at school?
Yep.
But also, what things do the kids of this generation don't know what they are?
Yeah.
Let's not go back to like penny farthing and stuff.
Or grandfather clocks.
Actually, it's probably the same era, isn't it? Yeah. Sure, if you want to do a penny farthing, go for it.
Great.
13, 10, 60. Call us.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, what a banger. Driving you home for this Tuesday afternoon.
No, Carrie, what's happened here? Jesse's taken the day off because he's sick, but he's still programming his favourite songs.
Yes.
That's what's happened.
And he's told Leroy that he has to refer to it as a banger.
And one of his tunes.
Which no one agrees with.
I really like, and I've told you this, it took me a while to get on board, but I really like the Royal Lotus version.
Yeah, I think I care as much as any time the first time.
Anyway, we're talking about teachers having bad days on the job because a teacher in the UK was trying to show her primary school class what a grandfather clock was, put it into Google Images, forgot to put the L in clock, and there was lots of images of grandfather other things that popped up.
Yes.
Grandfather ding-dongs.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes, how long have you been sitting on that one, Pip?
Last break.
She hasn't sat on that one for a long time.
A grandfather ding dong. I've never.
No, I mean, because, you know, just sitting on your lap. Yeah, I didn't mean anything dirty by it. Jesus.
Lauren, are you a teacher?
I'm not a teacher, and I don't have quite the story to compare to that one, but a couple of months ago.
Oh, because we also asked what things your kids don't know, like what old things. Yes. Is that what you're calling
so
about?
I am. Sorry.
That's rude. Lauren, we love you.
So we had the conversation the other day, a couple of months ago, that my son didn't know what a CD was.
Yeah. I don't reckon many kids would know.
No.
I thought he was joking. Like, I shrieked at him. I'm like, are you serious? Like, it made me feel so
old.
What
was your first CD, Lauren?
I can't remember. Maybe like a Hottest Hits or something.
Mine was a single of Peter Andre, Mysterious Girl.
I think I might have had a cassette, of that in a Walkman.
Do you think Lauren first thought would be it's a coaster for a CD?
Well, I had to explain it was like a DVD, music.
But even DVDs, I reckon a lot of kids wouldn't know.
Oh, God.
I know, but come on.
Come on, Lauren.
Thanks, Loz. What about Kelly? Now, Kelly, you were a teacher, yes?
Yes, I am a teacher.
Have you ever Googled grandfather clock without the L?
Absolutely not, but I can so see how it would happen.
What's happened to you?
So what's happened to me was we were at a grade 6 graduation ceremony. So set the scene, there's like 600 parents, families and children sitting and watching the ceremony. And we always do the ceremony with aspirations. So when I was in prep, I wanted to be, and now in grade 6 I want to be. So this child in grade 6, in prep, sorry, wanted to be a dinosaur, which was very standard.
Right.
But then in grade 6, their skills had improved and they're an amazing piano player. And the presenter of this award said, and now this child wants to be a famous, and he was meant to say pianist, but the nerves may have gotten the better of him and he mispronounced the word. And you can imagine what was said.
Yep. Yes.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people would like a famous pianist, wouldn't they?
Only if it's...
For good reasons.
Yes. Yeah.
But most famous pianists are because they're amazing, not because they're terrible.
They're amazing.
Yeah. Like they're not. They're playing symphonies. They're not like playing clocks, grandfather clocks.
I thought we were talking about penises, Carrie.
Yeah, I was using the code.
But then why did you mention playing symphonies? Because now I'm picturing them playing that with that.
Danielle, hello.
Yes.
Are you there?
Hello.
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 Oh, hello. 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 Danielle. Hello.
All right then.
All right then.
So we had a Brazilian, a fellow from Brazil come and stay with us and work with us. Uh-huh. And he would visit, he would take his family up to Mount Coosa. Mm-hmm. So we're having a chat and I'm going, oh my God. I said, I was up there the other day and I saw some black cockatoos. Do you know what a black cockatoo looks like? And he went, no. And I went, okay, cool. So I typed in black COC and then press enter.
I feel didn't like, come Danielle, whole... you knew exactly what you were doing because you started this call with, so I had a Brazilian.
Let's go to Robin. Robin.
Hi.
Robin, what's your story?
I was organising a school excursion for a junior class and I booked the kids into a naturalist camp. And I don't know if you know what a naturalist camp is. I didn't at the time, but it's a nudist colony.
What did you think you were booking them into?
A nature camp.
Was there lots of famous pianists there?
No, none. But there was, no one famous, but, it was shocking.
Was there a black cockatoo?
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 to 6, it's Carrie and Tommy, the Savo.
The weirdest thing happened in my garage at the weekend, and I'm going to tell you about it very, very soon.
Really?
Yes, plus a huge tour, the Aussie leg's been cancelled. I'm going to tell you who you won't be going to see up in a little bit as well.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radio and the listener app, this is Carrie and Tommy.
So the weirdest thing happened on the weekend.
What was the weirdest thing?
So I drove home the other day and I pulled into my garage and I still hadn't put the...
This is the 14 car one. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Did you not want me to mention?
It's not.
Do you have one of those guys?
It's comical because it's not.
You know how at airports they wave in the jumbo jets on that? Do you need a guy in your garage like directing you into which of the 22 spots to park in?
No, I just have the guy that presses the button so the different car racks can come down.
Yes, that's true.
To drive up into.
I heard the greatest thing, Leroy, you might not have heard this because I don't know if you've been over to Carrie's house, but
not yet.
It was like a modern version of the castle, you know, when they're like, oh, can you move the Toronto? And it was, can you move the Bentley? And someone's got to get the Rolls out of the way so we can get the limo in.
So there's one car that has a home in my garage and it's mine and one car only.
Okay.
So I pulled up into my garage.
So there's a lot of empty space.
No. And it's not even that empty. It's got like an old pool table in it.
Oh, sorry.
No, not a fancy one, like a kid one. And some bikes and stuff and boxes of rubbish like people's garages have.
It's just a king size billiard table. What don't you understand?
That's where I put my books. I've made a semi library in there for all my reading.
A semi library? Only soft covers.
Anyway, so I pulled in.
Yes.
And I hadn't yet put the garage down.
Yep.
And I got out of the car, pressed dint dint, and then I heard. Right?
What do you mean?
So then I was like, oh my God. Like, how cute. That's the neighbours. They're often at music on. But they must be into whatever. Is this Star Wars, Star Trek, something?
Space Oddity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Space Oddity?
Odyssey, sorry.
Odyssey. Okay.
Not the David Bowie song.
And what is Space Odyssey?
It's a film.
Okay. But is it a Star Wars film?
No, it's Stanley Kubrick.
Okay.
2001
Space
Odyssey.
Who that is or what you're saying. But anyway, that's what I heard. We've done with that now. Thank you very, very much. So then I'm like, oh, how cute, the neighbours. That must be what they do their gardening to, right, or something.
That's what they're gardening to. Sure.
Well, I don't know.
I know. It's weird stuff to garden.
On a Saturday afternoon, you know, blaring, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I go out and I come back home later and I pull into my garage again and I get out of my car and close the door again and then I hear and I'm like, they're still playing, like, at this point I thought it was Star Wars. I'm like, they're still playing the Star Wars soundtrack. God, they must be massive fans. Anyway, went to bed, got up in the morning, went out, got a coffee, came back with my coffee, closed the door, press lock, and then it starts again. So at this point I'm like, at what point do I need to offer them other music choices? Yeah. Like, this is ridiculous. Also, I thought, I've never heard them out and about it, like, with music blaring this much. Often it's me playing the music and they have to ask me if I can turn it down because it's too loud, right? Anyway.
So can I have a guess or do you want to tell me what it is?
No, you can have a guess.
I have two things that I think it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Either your son, does it involve your son?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I was going to say your son has either programmed it into your garage door or your car to make that noise when you either lock it or
close it. No. So what I've discovered, because then I went to go for a run and I put my headphones in my phone with the headphones in, and before I'd even had a chance to open my Spotify, I heard, and I was like, what? And I was like, it's me. I'm the problem. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. And then I realised it was coming out of my phone from my iTunes, which I haven't used since about 2008, right? And then I opened it and it had, what's that mean?
That's the music you've been playing the whole time.
Sure. And then I realised that I have on my phone 100 of the world's best film soundtracks.
Do you?
On my iTunes. Everyone else has got that YouTube music they don't want. I got soundtracks I don't ever need. And it just started for no reason at all. I haven't even opened my iTunes. I don't know why it's connected to my car. I do not know why, but that is all that now plays when I turn my car on. It's all that plays.
Isn't that amazing?
But isn't that weird?
It's really weird. It is really weird. Are you going to watch the movie now?
No way. Carrie and
Tommy. On your radio and the listener app, this is Carrie and Tommy.
And Bickers, big round of applause for Eminem celebrating 16 years of sobriety today.
Is he?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know he was sober. Did he have a real problem?
He did. He had a near fatal overdose in 2007 and he decided sobriety was the only way forward.
How did he do it?
And he just stopped doing the stuff.
No, I just mean like, do we know? Did he go to rehab?
Yeah, he did go to rehab. Yeah, right. Yes. And famously he named one of his albums Rehab.
Oh.
Yes.
I should really get more across.
But he also named one Relapse. So
Recovery.
And Recovery. Yes. Maybe Rehab's not the name of one of his albums.
Oh, mine's called Relapse. Oh, so it's been a tricky 16 years.
No, 16 years sober. Yeah, that was all before that. And you get, when you go to, I assume it's an NA meeting, you get a little chip. Thing, say 16 years.
Oh, a little disc on his hand.
Yep, and so he's posted a picture of that. And so, well,
wow, congrats.
After 16 years,
amazing.
All you get is that. Like, it's a pretty crap present. Anyway, not
well, you
point.
Can't give the normal presents you get, a bottle of champagne or a bottle of wine.
That's
or something.
Exactly very true, yes. Oh, God, you won't believe it. He's back on the horse. How did that happen? Well, he just gave him some Vicodin to say congratulations on 16 years. But because we are very similar, Eminem and I, because I, get the round of applause ready, am celebrating quitting vaping.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
When did you, how long,
one
how
day.
Many years?
One day.
Oh, one day.
One day, yes.
Yep. What should we give you for that?
A chip.
good.
Here's the thing.
That's a very good thing.
Yes, I've been meaning to for a while.
Have you just gone cold turkey?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I'm trying something different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I call warm turkey.
Yes, you've mentioned warm turkey before.
Yes, I have tried to quit warm turkey before. Mm. It seems to turn back to hot turkey pretty quick. But do you think it's possible to quit warm turkey?
Vaping or drinking?
Vaping.
I mean, I've never vaped.
Let's deal with one problem.
Sorry, I've never vaped.
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to celebrate on one day.
I'm not sure what happens when you stop vaping.
For those who don't know, warm turkey, basically everyone knows what cold turkey is. Warm turkey, I don't know if it's a real term, or I've just coined it, involves just occasionally, if a mate has a vape, just maybe seeing what flavour it tastes like.
So what? What's interesting about this is we said to you before the show, you said you're going to quit warm turkey, and we said we've done this on air before, and you said no, we haven't. And we said yes, you have. We've done a whole break on quitting warm turkey. You've even gone to discover what it is. You've looked it up.
Have I really?
Yes, this was you talking about it before.
So I've tried quitting things cold turkey before, but I've decided I'm currently quitting warm turkey.
Don't want to quit cold turkey. You'd like to quit warm turkey. Yes. You just like to keep doing them. That's what you're saying.
No. I've actually looked up warm turkey here and I've got a step-by-step guide. So
sure.
This isn't bad.
Yeah.
Simply heat your oven to 300 degrees, put the calf meat in a baking dish.
Now, what's also interesting is that when I went to talk to our audio producer, Jez, who said, you know, we have done this on air. So I'm sure we had. He said also that it was his idea, not yours, of quitting warm turkey.
Was it?
Yes. So anyway, you're thinking about taking Jez's idea on board and trying again to quit warm turkey, but this time with vapes.
What else have I done in my life?
I don't know. I think what happens is the vape and the drinking means you forget what things you've done.
I think we should start working on that other one that you mentioned.
Perhaps that's more of an important thing to
do. Yeah, okay, let's focus on that one.
Yeah. So
I'll talk about that again next week and then again in a month's time. Carrie
and Tommy. Some devastating news this afternoon. If you're The Weeknd fan, not a fan of The Weeknd Saturday, Sunday, but the artist The Weeknd.
Yes.
Who you remember at the end of last year, I was going to go to his concert.
Yes.
He postponed it suddenly,
not
far out from the concert date. He pulled out of coming to Australia, I think, and New Zealand. Anyway, postponed it. And this morning, I remember opening an email that said details on how you can get tickets to the new postponed date. They'll let us know today.
Yes.
And then just this afternoon, his whole tour has been cancelled.
He's just the Aussie leg?
Just the Aussie leg? Just the Aussie leg at this point.
Bloody hell.
The Weeknd cancels Aussie leg of world tour.
That must cost a fortune.
I wonder what's going on. Is there something happening that we don't know about? I don't know much about The Weeknd.
I don't. I'm now scared to say what I said to you off air.
Oh, I kind of missed a bit of what you said off air. Oh, so is that not fact checked?
It's speculation. Yes.
That
potentially
things aren't going great for The Weeknd.
Well, and haven't for a long time. But I hope that's not true, and I hope he's doing great.
Mm.
Yep. Always in on the high, except the tour has been cancelled.
Yeah.
That's a low.
Let's get on Starboy, and that'll get us back up to a high, because that's a great tune.
It's back to back for Budget Trucks. To get to the good stuff faster, start at budgettrucks.com.au. Carrie and Tommy. Driving home for your Tuesday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy. Time for this.
Do Carrie and Tommy know about songs and hits? When it comes to music, do they know their stuff? Have they paid attention to the music through the years? It's time now for the music trivia quiz. I said it's time now for the music trivia quiz.
Electricity generated by Australian natural gas is an important backup for renewables to help deliver reliable electricity.
If you got to pick your era.
Yes.
Not your Taylor era, just your era of music that you want the quiz to be about. What would you pick?
Oh, it's too hard to answer because I was already thinking bangs.
Bangers?
Didn't Taylor have a bangs era?
Oh, she's always got that kind of fringe thing going on. I'm intrigued by that. Why doesn't that go away?
I'll reveal a secret.
No, like I'm fascinated. Like, is that the sort of thing, you know, when they say with a haircut? That the haircut you have at the most successful point in your life, you end up having for a very, very long time, often into adult, like into when you get old.
Do they say that?
They do. They say that because it's like you associate that mean that was the reason for your success, whether it be falling in love, whether it be work, whether it be whatever
Surely,
it is.
It's just you work out what looks good on you. Like you only know how you look bad through a bad haircut.
So maybe she got the fringe, then things started going well, and now she's scared to let go of it. Anyway.
Like I was quite successful when I was 14, but you don't see me with dreadlocks for the rest of my life.
But you have been toying with going long again. Maybe there's some secret little thing that's made you.
I think if we check the audio, you might have killed that dream.
No, you do you. So.
What a sassy mole. Am I right?
Girls. I didn't say anything. You've got the 80s is your genre,
your
period for today. Question number one, MTV launched in 1981. For half a point, what is the title of their award show?
What is the title of their award show?
So they have awards.
The MTV awards.
They're called the.
Are they called the VMAs?
VMAs, which I didn't know that either.
Oh, they were called the MTV Awards.
Yes, I think they were the MTV Video Music Awards, and now they're just called the VMAs.
Whoa.
For the other half point, what is the statuette handed out to the award recipients?
Oh, is it a vibrator?
No, but that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
statues have been used.
Yes.
Except for, is it the Arias that's the pointy one?
Yeah.
I don't know if you get this because I had never heard of this.
It's a astronaut.
Oh, MTV Moon Man.
Yeah.
Well Lawrence done. Mooney. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay, question number two. What film did this song become the theme for?
It's not Ferris Bueller's. I know it's not that. Because that's.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. And that song is called The Moon.
Is it?
Yes, it is. But this was for Starsky and Hutch. Incorrect.
The Beverly Agnes. Hills Cop.
Classic.
Name three songs on the Guns N' Roses 1987 album Appetite for Destruction.
There is Welcome to the Jungle.
Yep, tick.
There is Appetite for Destruction.
It's not on this list.
Is that not?
Not according to what the producers have given me. I'm not familiar with this full album, to be fair.
I should be. And there
it
is.
It does say etc. at the bottom, so maybe.
Hey? Sweet Child of Mine.
Yep. And
is Appetite for Destruction not a song?
What about What I Am?
Oh, a sassy mole.
Crazy. You're crazy.
Oh, you're crazy.
Yeah. Question four. What was the title of the first solo album released by Sting after leaving the Police in 1985?
Ooh. It's stinging like
I've got one of those out. Actually, no, I've got the Best of Sting. That wouldn't be his first one after.
it's a great name for your first album because it's true. Do you know what I mean? Haven't got any other.
No, I think it's called The Best of Sting and the Police, the album I've got. Yeah.
Okay.
Sting. I told you, I went and saw him at Red Rocks in Colorado and it was quite genuinely one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced.
Yes.
Yes. There was lots of
twice, haven't you?
Lots of happening around me.
Breastfeeding?
No.
What's that? Yeah. Bad kissing? What's happening around you? What's that? Oh, token the reaper. Carrie's really trying to solve the scent because they're token the reaper apparently like a wise guy toking a cigar from back in the day. Hey, wise guy.
You're never going to get this, but A would have been the dream of the blue turtles. B was the dream of the blue whales. C was the dream of the blue-ringed octopi. And the album,
Why not?
I thought this was the name of the first three albums. And I was like, I don't remember Sting's The Dream of the Blue-Ringed Octopi.
What were the other two?
The Dream of the Blue Turtles, The Dream of the Blue Whales, and The Dream of the Blue-Ringed Octopi.
The Blue Whale, I'm going to go with.
No, his album was The Dream of the Blue Turtles.
Oh. Mm.
And finally, finish the lyrics to this song, Rising Up. Oh. Sing it.
Now we're back on our feet, and we're swimming with the blue turtles.
Nah.
Was I close?
Nah.
Only as well to survive.
Oh, it's the eye of the blue turtle. Oh.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.